Donald Trump? Enigma, Mystery, Problem, Part 2, July 1st, 2025. Welcome to this Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Presently, in U.S. history, Donald Trump is the most hated, loved, talked about, has more presence through media than any president in America's history, even more so than Barack Obama. And most would view Donald Trump as an enigma. He definitely is mysterious. People are, meaning the world, this country, Europe, nations of the world, are they're attempting to put a finger on who Donald Trump is. To many in the political world in this country, he's a curse, he's a problem. This is why presently the assassination attempts on his life, vitriol in the media, in my view, the greatest president in American history, greater than Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln, Obama, Reagan. And in the first program, part one, Donald Trump, Enigma, Mystery, or Problem, I presented to the audience that Donald Trump is in the Bible. He's in the mystery of the seven kings in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10 and 11. 9, 10, and 11. These verses in Revelation chapter 17 that I'm speaking of, these are not presidents. I'm sorry, these are not kings, they are presidents. They are presidents of the greatest empire in the history of the world. A country more powerful than England, even though she had rule of the world basically for 200 years, 150, than ancient Egypt, than Greece, Rome, France, Spain, all of the European countries, a nation that, according to the Bible, sits between two oceans, an ocean on the west, the Pacific, ocean on the east, the Atlantic, a land, an ancient land that the Bible refers to as Babylon, the great of the end days. And these verses in Revelation chapter 17, 9, 10, and 11, present to the reader these seven kings that rule this great harlot, this great empire. The empire, the way that it rules is as a nation, as an empire, but also in the first part of the chapter, it talks about this woman who is carried by one of the eight kings, or one of the seven kings, the eighth king, becomes a problem to the eighth king, and the eighth king being one of the previous seven presidents, or six presidents prior to the seventh president being Donald Trump. As I discussed in the first program, I'll discuss it again. The first king, 1976, the election of Jimmy Carter. He was the first of these final seven presidents of the United States of America. We exclude Joe Biden. He was never elected. And his administration was run by his predecessor, I believe, Barack Obama. The evidence coming out presently in media is that this was a hidden Obama presidency during the time of Joe Biden. The auto pen all of the evidence points back to Barack Obama running the Biden administration along with the other Republicans, Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, et cetera, et cetera. So the second king, or the second, the King James uses the term king back when this was written. This is the way the Apostle John understood it. As kings in our modern time, they can be prime ministers, presidents, leaders of the nations. But in this country, we call those in the White House presidents. So the second president in the riddle is Ronald Reagan, 8 years. Carter only had one term. The third king, or the third president, I'm going to get away from the term king. I'm going to use president. The third president was George Bush Sr. The fourth president was Bill William Jefferson Clinton. The fifth president of this great empire, referred to in Revelation chapter 17, is George Bush Jr. The sixth president, Barack Hussein Obama. The seventh individual who has a short space, he will not get 8 full years, is Donald J. Trump. Now, eventually, the seventh king who is, or the seventh president who is in the presidency as the leader of the free world, his second term will be cut short. The Constitution is going to be scuttled. It is going to be eliminated. It will no longer be the law of the land, the U.S. Constitution. The individual that replaces Donald Trump will be a president that was initially in power during the previous six administrations. I stated yesterday, I'm going to rehearse it, that Jimmy Carter, Reagan, and George Sr. are dead. Bill Clinton is not mentally capable of ever being president again, so he's eliminated. That's number four. George Bush Jr. no longer wants the position of President of the United States. Now, going back to the first election of Donald J. Trump, Jeb Bush was running for president, a third Bush in the White House, but Donald Trump, the destroyer of dynasties, destroyed the Bush political dynasty forever. There will be no Bushes. The Bush family will never ever, no one in that lineage will ever be president of this country again. At the same time, during the first election of Donald Trump, his first presidency, Donald Trump, the destroyer of dynasties, destroyed the Clinton political machine in this country forever. Any authority or power that the Clintons will have in this country will be in the shadows, in the background, hidden, not in the open. And don't think that they don't still hold power in the shadows. They do. In the debates with Hillary Clinton, and I should mention this, these individuals, these seven presidents of the United States of America, excluding Joe Biden, he cannot be included as a president. And now the world now is aware that Joe Biden was not mentally capable of being president. He was being behind the scenes. He was being just the figurehead. The Democratic cabal, and within the Democrat Party, there is a cabal, a group that gives direction to all of the individuals in political positions in the Democratic Party at the federal level, state level, county and city level. This cabal is who ran and was overseeing everything that occurred during the Biden administration. They were making all policy. They were involved with domestic and foreign policy. It was not Joe Biden. And once again, with the election of Donald Trump, I'm going to back up in just a second. He has destroyed the Biden power structure in the United States of America. The whole family structure. Now, with Hillary Clinton in the debates, Hillary Clinton, according to the Bible, never in America's history will there be a female in the presidency. Never. The final seven administrations or men who run the government, there will never be, according to Revelation chapter 17, again, 9, 10, and 11, it will be men, males. Therefore, Hillary could not win, but the only individual that could have gone toe-to-toe, head-to-head with Hillary Clinton. This individual is so powerful and so cunning and, I have to say, brilliant, that should any of the other individuals, Cruz or Rubio or Jeb Bush, there is no one that would have been able to stand on the political stage with her prior to the election and have a chance. She would have taken these individuals other than Donald Trump. She would have destroyed them. After the first debate, it would have been over. The individual that may have been the individual nominated would have been totally, it would be evident. But Donald Trump is the only individual, the seventh king, the seventh president. I got to get away from that term king. The seventh president is the only individual in that political race in 2016, 2015, 16. That could go blow for blow with Hillary. In the first debate, Donald Trump had Hillary Clinton frustrated. She was off balance. She never recovered. Only Donald Trump, it wasn't that Donald would win 2 of 3. No, Donald Trump, each debate was a failure for Hillary Clinton. 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out. She had never faced anybody like Donald Trump in the political world. She was more than capable of destroying anybody. I would say that even if she were to have gone head to head with her own husband, Bill Clinton, I'm pretty sure she would have taken him, out to sea. There is no individual except the seventh president of the United States of America in this scenario with this mystery, with this riddle in Revelation chapter 17, verse 9, 10, 11. The whole chapter is filled with riddles. I'm sticking with just these seven presidents. I'm not talking about the seven heads or ten horns. I'm only talking about these seven men. The seven hills, I will just present something to you. The seven hills of Washington, D.C. This is where their power structure is centered. The seven, Cherry Hill, Capitol Hill, I forget the other hills there in Washington, D.C. The Bible says there will never be a female president of the United States of America. And with Hillary, after the third debate, Hillary knew that she was done. The destroyer of dynasties, Donald Trump, had just destroyed the Clinton dynasty. Now, in future programs, and again, this is the second part. This is part two of a series that pertain that are focused on Donald J. Trump. Donald Trump, enigma, mystery, problem. He is all three. Donald Trump will continue here now in his second term. He will be in office for a short period of time. I don't believe he'll be in for 2 years. I believe that maybe a year, but rather, there is an individual in this riddle that will replace him, that will have been president prior to Donald Trump in the first six individuals that are mentioned. The only three living are Bill Clinton, Jeb Bush, I'm sorry, not Jeb, is George Jr., and Barack Obama. So if this riddle that I'm presenting to you is accurate, Bible prophecy, you know, is accurate forecasting. Bible prophecy is accurate forecasting. Like weathermen, they forecast the weather tonight, tomorrow, the next day, this week, next month. But the Bible itself, the prophecies in the Bible are perfect and accurate forecasting. The problem has always been with prophecy are the people that interpret prophecy, inaccurate interpretation. Inaccurate interpretation. So, I'm presenting to you my view of this mystery in Revelation chapter again, 17, verses 9, 10, and 11, excluding the balance of the chapter, just focusing on the final seven presidents, legitimate presidents of the United States of America, starting from Jimmy Carter to Donald Trump being number seven, the eighth and final individual to rule over this nation is either Bill Clinton, in my view, George Bush Jr., or Barack Hussein Obama. So I will let you consider. This may be disturbing, but Christ said that there would come a time that the seals in the book of Revelation that have been sealed up and the mysteries that have been hidden, not revealed, would be revealed. The seals would be open. Everything that was hidden would be understood. And this mystery is one of the greatest mysteries in the New Testament. Not only does it, and in the book of Revelation, not only does it identify the presidents of the United States of America, but it identifies the United States of America being the woman in Revelation chapter 17, also Babylon, or the mystery Babylon in Revelation chapter 18. For 100 years, the interpretation of the Christian people has been that, and others, that Rome, the Vatican, is the great harlot in Revelation chapter 17. No. The harlot in Revelation 17 refers to Gentile powers, to a Gentile nation. It doesn't refer to anything spiritual other than the the rise of the eighth individual who will eventually rule over this country and will expect the people of this nation to worship him, or they will be denied the ability to buy and sell, which is Revelation chapter 13. Now, this chapter in Revelation 17 identifies the coming individual that will go to perdition. He's known as the son of perdition. And it does not reveal the second beast in Revelation chapter 13. There will be two beasts, two individuals that will be recognized according to what was written as individuals that you could not consider to be human. There would be no empathy, no concern for fellow man. There would be an abandonment of the great law of Christ. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love God first and love your neighbor as yourself. I'm taking the time to be just to be careful and as exact as possible and to communicate as clearly as I can my view on this riddle. And I'm focusing on Donald Trump. Of these seven individuals, six are globalist, full out globalist. The objective is to rule the world, is to own the world, not just to rule, but to actually own. It's a plan that initially the concept has been it's an age-old plan. All the nations going back to Nebuchadnezzar, back to Pharaoh, they've all attempted to rule the world and to some degree own the world, but they couldn't. There was one factor. And the factor, the only way you could, you might say, own and rule and own both is through technology. Technology that would allow instant communication, real-time communication. Technology that could, from above, view every battlefield in the world. Technology that could listen to every conversation going across the airwaves from one military center to the troops to other military centers. And the technology wouldn't be land-based, it would be based in orbit, outside of the Earth's basically atmosphere. And they're the only nation that has been able to do that, especially starting, let's say, back in the late 50s, moving into the computer world, developing that technology, the United States of America. Other nations were developing computer technology capabilities, but we took the lead. China is, they say, not maybe on our heels, but has maybe even moved out ahead in this race to rule the world through technology. I believe it was Henry Kissinger, before he died, stated that the coming wars will be fought with AI. And look what's happening in the Middle East, in Ukraine, in Africa. The war against this president is with technology, the weapon, the main weapon of the media, deceit, untruth, powerful propaganda, more powerful, much more powerful than ever before in mankind's history. We've taken the principles of what Adolf Hitler did in Germany, developed these ability or developed all of these programs, and now we have mastered, this country has mastered these programs. Technology where if you own any vehicle newer than probably 2004, it's listening to you, maybe video, you're on video, it follows you. You don't need a cell phone. You don't need to be tracked through the phone you carry. Your car is tied into networks. This is the panoptic age, the really truly the rise of the totalitarian dictatorship. Years ago in Las Vegas, Nevada, I had a couple of brilliant young men on programs, Paul and Phil Collins. They wrote the book, The Ascendancy of the Scientific Dictatorship. And this was in 2000, roughly 5-6, and it has come to pass. The Ascendancy of the dictatorship? I forgot. I just stated it and I forgot it already. The scientific dictatorship. I will say that there are many in this country, in the conservative movements, many conservative Christians, not non-conservative Christians, that will be able to, you might say, slow down the progress of this dictatorship, this scientific dictatorship. The panoptic age, the all-seeing, all-hearing, all-knowing. You see through the cameras the all-seeing, and many of these cameras, not only on the streets, on street corners, they have capabilities to listen to what's happening. So you have an all-seeing, an all-hearing. Then you have all-knowing, which is why everything you do, every keystroke on your computer, your digital platforms, is being recorded to do a psychological profile on you. Every human being in America, all the data is to put together, is to accumulate a profile, your habits, your actions, your taste, your dislike, your tastes, what you dislike. This is what is coming to the United States of America. It's coming to the world, but it's mainly to the United States of America. Now, I will say something to the Christian people that want to know and have wanted to know, where does this coming individual, which the governments of the world, they study the book of Revelation. Where do these, not where, but people want to know, where is this kingdom of this coming, this individual? Where is this kingdom? It's not Rome. It's not the Middle East. Yeah, the Islam, the Muslims, they want their, I think it's called Mahdi, they want their prophet. Israel, they're looking for a prophet or prophets within Israel. Many stated that King Charles of England is the coming beast of Revelation 17, Revelation 13. But the evidence, the great evidence, points to America, the United States, This is where the evidence, all the evidence points to the United States. So before I continue, I want to give you contact information. Rick Rodriguez, Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. Again, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. And my website is thispresenttruth.com. thispresenttruth.com. So, in my view, this is the interpretation of Revelation chapter 17, verses 9, 10, and 11. If this is the interpretation, the correct interpretation, this is going to, well, from a Christian perspective, this is going to be earth-shaking for the body of Christ in the United States of America. All the assemblies, not just evangelical Christianity, but the Catholic Church, Lutheran churches, all of main denomination Christianity. This will also be a shaking revelation internationally. It will identify the nation that these seven kings or presidents rule over. It is a clear indication, a sign given in the book of Revelation through by John the Apostle in the vision that Christ had revealed to him, that these seven presidents of the United States of America indicate that when the final administration, the eighth administration, is in place, then we know that at the end of that final administration, the eighth administration, the United States of America will be destroyed. And this will be the judgment on this great Babylon the Great by Christ himself. Most people don't realize that the United States government, the governments of the world, are very interested in Bible prophecy. They don't like it. It is a, I should say, the prophecies concerning the decades before Christ returns, the changes to this nation and the nations internationally, the wars that Christ predicted or stated would occur, this doesn't sit well with governments, doesn't sit well with the rulers of the world, the individuals that actually do rule countries, continents, and want to eventually completely own the world. And governments, they do study prophecy. They do want to know what nation, how do nations fit in the end time scenario. This is why they study the book of Revelation. Everybody, all the governments studied the book of Revelation. All the governments are, aware of Christ's teachings concerning the end of the world or the end of an age, a dispensation. And from a biblical point of view, it would be a 6,000 year period. And then Christ would return and rule for 1,000 years. So with the mystery of Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, the riddle of the seven kings, or the seven final presidents of the United States of America, with this riddle being understood, now the whole body of Christ internationally is simply going to be shaken, especially in the United States of America. And in the prophecy about Donald Trump being the seventh president, meaning there'll be one following administration, the president will be one of the initial six presidents prior to Donald Trump. Again, there's only three living. There's only one that would be practically able to rule this country once again, and because this country is basically has been hijacked by the Democratic Party, this individual would be accepted immediately to rule this nation once again. Donald Trump was not or shouldn't have been a president. The presidents are generally picked. They are the individuals that are running for president in this country are from families, very powerful families. They are picked. They are groomed. Jimmy Carter didn't just come out of nowhere. He was groomed. I'll go back to Jimmy Carter. I was saying Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton was groomed for the presidency. Jimmy Carter, he was also groomed to become president. There were plans with Carter being president to change policy in this country, and it did occur. Revelation chapter 6, verse 15 says that all the people of the world, the kings of the world, kings, presidents, prime ministers, leaders of the world, the rulers, the army commanders, the rich people, the powerful people, they're all going to eventually beg for mercy. But in the United States of America, things don't just happen by accident. You know, there's a thought that in America, anybody that is aspiring, any young child can dream of becoming president. That is a myth. That is not true. You have a select group of very powerful people in this country that place presidents in power. I can go to Joe Kennedy. Joe Kennedy used media, his wealth, influence to bring about the presidency of his son, John Kennedy. And this is the way the presidents are picked. They're picked. Each has something that the rulers of America expect them to do, and it comes to pass. Donald Trump, the exception. Donald Trump is not an insider. He's not part of the cabal. He is not part of the family of rulers of this country. He is an outsider. Many people say that he is just one of them. He's not. The seventh king is different than the previous six kings. The six kings, starting from Jimmy Carter to Barack Obama, are all globalists. And they're globalists, not just from the United States of America, but international powers out of Europe working together to bring about what George Bush Sr. stated, a new world order, a one world government, an age-old plan to rule the world. It is not new. It is an ancient plan. And in this plan, Donald Trump they didn't expect that Trump would come out of nowhere. The only reason he came out of nowhere is because prophecy had to be fulfilled. And people say that there is no God. God has no, control over what happens in time. No, he does. His hand is in everything. Donald Trump is the individual that had to stop the globalist plan, because if he hadn't been placed, or if he hadn't been elected president, Hillary Clinton would have brought in the final chapter of the New World Order. But Donald Trump was the eye of the hurricane. I've used this example in the past, that with hurricane you have initially the Jimmy Carter breezes of 40 miles an hour, gentle, they're causing a little movement in the trees. Ronald Reagan was a globalist. He was pushing the globalist plan in the United States of America. Reagan was not really the one that the rulers of the world, you might say, wanted either, but at least they were able to control Reagan through their globalist vice president, George Bush Sr. But nevertheless, Reagan did push globalist objectives with the war in with the Sandinista, the Contras, what happened in the Middle East. He's building American military. I think it was the biggest military buildup in the history of the world when Reagan became president. The other thing with Reagan and Carter, and Bush Sr., they used the Christian vote. They used the Christian, especially the evangelical Christians, to place them in power. Jimmy Carter, ran as an evangelical, as a Baptist, which he wasn't. Then Reagan, he used the Christian vote. I'm trying to remember Jerry Falwell, moral majority for Reagan. Reagan would bring back prayer in the schools, end abortion, support Israel, and he did build the military. He did build the military, and he did help Israel, but he didn't stop abortion, nor did he allow prayer in the schools. But he did use the evangelical Christians. Same with George Bush Sr., and later on Jr. too, and it would be through Pat Robertson. So Reagan, during his administration, the winds increased another 10, 15 miles per hour. With George Bush Sr., the winds increased. The same with Bill Clinton. The winds were getting up into the 70-mile-an-hour range. With George Bush Jr., you're hitting 85-mile-an-hour winds. And all these presidents brought in destructive winds, negative legislation in this country. Then you had Barack Obama, or his Barry Satoro, as he's known. Barack Obama, he brought in the winds of change and racial division in this country, and the winds were 145 miles an hour. This country was doomed. We can say honestly, doomed. There was no way out. it was over. But with Hillary Clinton, should she have won the election, this would have been the final nail in the coffin. And everyone knows that should she have been elected, this country would now be a new world order, completely taken over by globalists, with the World Economic Forum, with the Bilderberger plans for America going back 50 years, 60 years, the global one world order. But Donald Trump was the eye of the hurricane, and he caused the winds. The skies opened, you might say, a great blessing on the nation. A reprieve, I hate that word, but a time of peace, a time of sensibility. The heavens opened, and the economy began to roar back positively. People were able to once again save money, pay bills. Then, after in my view, Trump did win the election legally. It's just my view. And with the investigations that are occurring, looking at the 2020 election, it is more and more evident that Donald Trump did win the election. But because he was not allowed to take position in the White House once again, the hurricane winds began to blow again. And they went right up the velocity, went right back up to destructive 140 mile an hour winds. And then, to prove the point that Donald Trump had been allowed and picked and used by God to halt and hinder, to interfere with globalist plans, during the Biden administration, it was not Joe Biden. It was literally what the term deep state, the hidden hand, the hidden government. They once again began to destroy everything through via immigration, the economy. We are in a depression. We are in a deep, deep recession, near a depression. But once again, the seventh king wins the election. He's in power this year. And once again, the heavens have opened. The destructive winds are dying down. Immigration. No matter what happens, the immigration issue is never going to be resolved. It is being dealt with presently, but there are verses in the book of Jeremiah where Jeremiah says that there'd be a great nation, the greatest nation ever in the history of the world. Yep, it is Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 2, a great nation at the end of the world, before Christ returns, powerful nation called Babylon. And Jeremiah says that God is going to send foreigners or illegals or immigrants to winnow Babylon, and that the invaders, the immigrants coming in illegally, will take everything. They will take the wealth of the nation. They will destroy the culture. And this is exactly the scenario presently. Donald Trump, a second time, to show the blessing, whether you agree with him, disagree with him, like his policies, if you think he's, you know, too narcissistic, which he's not. He has to, the, uh, presidents of this country, I did a study on their personalities. They have, all of them have unique personalities. And they're all tend to narcissism. But with that, and Trump is not narcissistic. He's confident, but he must be strong psychologically because his enemies are vicious. You look at Hillary Clinton, the most narcissistic woman ever born. As narcissistic as she is, Donald Trump had to use the psychological abilities that God has given him to push back and keep her in place. This is the personality of a man that has been given this kind of psychological strength to push back at all the enemies that would come against him. Donald Trump is not an insider. He is not part of that system. He's free from it, and he uses his abilities in his person as he is, as his, not as his, as his personality. The studies I did were on Johnson. Johnson, arrogant. Tricky Dick Nixon, or Dick Nixon, the same. Because these men are going, will be the leaders of the world, and they have to, they, God gives them a personality that we term arrogant, narcissistic, whatever. Trump, Donald Trump, with his personality, has been able to make it clear to the nations in Europe and NATO, the European nations, the EU, the President of Canada, the Prime Minister, I guess it is, of Canada. He has been able to bring these people to the table to negotiate. Even Xi Jinping. Same with Vladimir Putin. And Benjamin Netanyahu. Netanyahu, he's the greatest king, the greatest prime minister, I believe, other than King David, in Israel's history. I believe that his personality, he can be arrogant, narcissistic, but he's dealing with the most powerful people in the world that hate that little nation. Donald Trump is dealing with the most powerful people in this world that hate the United States of America. They want to destroy the United States. This was the plan with the first six kings, from Carter to Obama, to destroy the United States of America. To take the strip the nation of wealth, to bring the United States into the world of the jackbooted thugs in Europe, internationally. And I don't mean the Nazis. I mean the new Nazis and these new communists and fascists that have been ruling the nations of Europe for the last 50, 60 years. And here in this country, the communists that have been in the presidents that want a socialism, that really want fascism, they want the United States. We are being led by communists. Look at this new individual running in New York City. He's a straight out blatant communist. You have in the, well, I'll shock you. In the United States government, after World War II, Operation Paperclip, all the Nazi doctors that came out of Europe, came out of Germany with their families that relocated to the United States of America, that were placed in very prominent, powerful positions in space, in the medical and research, in the government, and they have basically taken over the United States of America. The fact is, the United States, you've heard the term maybe the Fourth Reich. Well, if there's going to be a Fourth Reich, where is the Fourth Reich going to come from? The United States of America. This is what Donald Trump is up against. He has opened the heavens once again for a while longer. He won't get full for a four-year term. He will be removed, in my estimation, probably by this year's end. I don't know how he can go into the next year. The assault on the Constitution of this country, you can see it in the courts. All these judges trying to take precedent over the law of the president of this country. The Constitution. Donald Trump is trying to bring the authority back, the authority that the Constitution has had, should have. He is trying to make the Constitution great. But there is a war taking place. The socialists, the communists, the fascists, true fascists that have taken over this country, not the MAGA group, not the conservatives. Those that accuse the MAGA or conservatives of being fascists or Nazis or enemies of the state, these are the enemies. And this is exactly what the Bible said would happen. It says that there are going to be armies that are going to surround this nation. There are going to be enemies within. There are going to be the adversaries within and the enemies without. This country, and when Donald Trump is removed from power, this country will never again have open skies or the hope of ever being great. No, I should rephrase it. There will be no hope for the United States of America. There will only be, in the years to come, continued anarchy, theft, destruction, sexual perversion, madness. Christ said in Matthew 24, it will be just like it was in the days of Noah. It will be exactly the same in the world, and especially in the United States. It will be just like the days of Noah. The people at that time were mad. They were insane. Sexual perversion was rampant. Perversion to the point where mankind was having intercourse with fallen angels, creatures that were half human, half angel, angelic. And the people of the time did not recognize their insanity. Well, we're here. So, my podcast, the podcasts are on my website, thispresenttruth.com. My contact information is once again Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado 80502. And I will continue with Donald Trump. Is he an enigma, a mystery? Is he a problem? We'll continue.